As we've already noted this morning, the last of the troops surging into Afghanistan ship out today, and coordinated with the surge in Afghanistan is a surge in violence in Iraq, and insurgents launched this morning what seemed to be a coordinated attack of attacks on police forces this morning, intensifying violence as American military soldiers end their combat mission in Iraq. The BBC's Baghdad correspondent Hugh Sykes joins us once again. First of all, what happened this morning, and is it a part of a pattern of escalating violence that you've seen over the past few weeks?
Good morning, John. Good morning, New York. Let me just read out a kind of rough list of what's happened here today. Baghdad, 15 people killed. Kut, another 15 people at least killed. Fallujah, one person killed. Baghdad again, gunmen using silencers, one person killed. Muqtadiyah near Baghdad, three people killed. Three more people killed in Ramadi to the west, and so the list goes on. Coordinated. That's speculation, but almost certainly nearly all the targets here are police stations and police checkpoints. Why is it happening? I think there are two possible reasons. One may be to coincide with the announcement yesterday by the Americans that their forces are down to the 50,000 required by the State of Forces Agreement here. The other could be a response to a bit of chutzpah, possibly, by the Ministry of the Interior here in a news conference the other day when they paraded to the media two suspected members of Al-Qaeda, both of whom allegedly were confessing on screen. One of them appeared to be very willingly confessing to be a member of Al-Qaeda, and it might be Al-Qaeda saying, well, you may have got some of our guys, but you haven't got them all.
You know, Hugh, that suggests that maybe what we're beginning to see is a kind of a grisly equilibrium coalescing as combat forces leave Iraq, that there's going to be a prolonged period of no real government, this kind of shadow play of alleged terrorists confessing, and so the Interior Ministry pretending to be involved in security here, a less than perfectly adequate take-up by the police forces in Iraq, and continuing violence at this sort of level. Are you seeing that?
What did you say about the Ministry of the Interior pretending to be involved in security here? I mean, I think that's very disparaging.
Well, you describe a sort of confession, a sort of show piece by the Interior Ministry. Is that sincere? Are people taking that, or is it a matter of cynicism?
Well, you're the one who's being cynical. I didn't mean to give the impression that it was false, and I was healthily skeptical about it when I heard about it. But when I looked at the video evidence that they produced, which included video of magnetic bombs, ball bearings that they used to pack ground explosives, false ID cards, false number plates, a string of mobile telephones, and a video filmed by the Islamic State of Iraq, which is a branch of Al-Qaeda here, showing one of their attacks when they went to a police checkpoint with a car, parked it at the checkpoint, two men got out with weapons, shot two of the police dead, and set fire to the police car. I was pretty impressed by that, that it was authentic.
That sets it in much better context. Then is it enough?
It's a beginning, and they say, look, we can do this on our own. They caught these guys, if they have caught the right guys, and of course one remains skeptical, they caught these guys without the help of the Americans.
And the violence, nevertheless, it continues. A claim of responsibility on the list you laid out this morning?
No claim yet, but please don't exaggerate this. These are the first incidents in more than 8 days here. It's been very quiet. It is mostly very quiet. No need to be overdramatic about one bad day.
All right. To Hugh Sykes, BBC Baghdad correspondent, setting the violence in Iraq in context.